I'm speaking to John Kelly, who's talking to Indie Media today about a Free Dairy Museum. Now, John, can you tell us how did the Museum of Free Dairy come about?
It was an idea that was put forward by the Bloody Sunday Trust about 10 years ago, where they felt it was important that the museum of some sort should be set up to educate people and the world in relation to what happened here during the period of time. So it took a long time to come about, but whilst we were in Shipley Street during the inquiry, we had a formative exhibition which was set up by the Trust. And when the inquiry finished, we decided to set up a temporary exhibition in Glenfaddle Park, where we are now at the present time. And during a period of 9 months, we had over 10,000 visitors to it. So the project really proved itself, and therefore it was decided to go full blast to set up the new museum. So from 2 weeks ago, the museum has been open to the public and has become very, very successful.
Who were the people involved in setting up the museum, and whose story did you want to tell?
Well, actually, there was a Bloody Sunday Trust who actually set up the museum through the help and help financially, like the likes of the Irish government, the Derry City Council, and a few other organisations who've helped us over the years. And the important factor about the museum is telling the story of the community itself during the period of time of a four-year period of 1968 up to 1972. Now, the museum itself belongs to the community. The artefacts and photographs and everything that comes into this museum is more or less donated to the museum itself, but at the same time, it still belongs to the individuals who handed over the material. So everything's more or less on long-term loan. And everything that is shown within the museum belongs to the people, and it's a people's museum, it's a community museum, and it's totally independent from any other museum. And plus also, it's unique, it's the first of its kind in the North, and maybe on the whole of Ireland.
That's fantastic. What does the museum mean to you and your family?
The thing about the museum, it not only concerns the Bloody Sunday families, but it concerns all the victims, all the people who died during that period of time, of the four-year period. And you're talking about the Bloody Sunday families, you're talking about people like the Thompsons, the Vennies, the people who lost their loved ones during that period of time. But also within it, there's actually named REC men, soldiers, and innocent individuals who lost their lives during that period of time. So it means a lot to the families who actually, loved ones were actually portrayed within the museum itself. Now, especially the people of the Derry area, where they can come in and read about their loved ones, see some of the artefacts that they themselves donated to the museum, and everyone is actually proud of the fact that we have put on display and a method of remembrance to the loved ones who lost their lives during the period of time.
On the website, it shows that there's an extensive archive of 25,000 artefacts. What is in the archive, which is part of the museum, and how is it envisaged that it will be used?
Well, the archive, as you said, is about 25,000 different items. And where they came from is from individuals who held all this material over the years. And once they heard that we were setting up the museum, they started donating all this material. It was accumulated by the people who worked within the museum. Like, for instance, Adrian Kerr, who is a project manager, is on a daily basis receiving material. Example, last week we got an old record player, which was used during the Free Dairy period. It was actually the Free Dairy radio. And this old record changer lay in a guy's garage for all these years. It must be over 40 years old. But it's a fantastic piece of work. So therefore, that is on display even at this moment in time. But also within the museum, we also have the full archive of the Bloody Sunday Inquiry, which accounts for 81 boxes of files and so many videos, so many CDs, so many tapes. So, and also we have old material that people kept for years. We have old posters, we have old documents, we've got rubber bullets, we've got plastic bullets, you name it, we have it, even in the museum itself. We even have a uniform of a B special. We have a rubber bullet gun. We have old City Dairy bottles that that glass bottles were used during the Battle of the Bauxite. So it's an accumulation of all the bits and pieces that people held on to for years, and now they've decided to hand them over to the museum. And it's, as I said earlier on, it belongs, still belongs to those people. So therefore, it's an extensive accumulation of artifacts that has been brought into the museum over the years.
Which object in the museum do you find most significant or poignant?
Well, to me personally, I have donated a baby girl that was used on Bloody Sunday upon my brother's injury, and it was placed over his wound to stem the flow of blood by a woman who we called Kerr, Mrs. Kerr. And this baby girl, along with the bandage, has remained in the possession of my mother for all these years. Now, my mother's wish before she died was that Michael's clothes, Michael, who was murdered on Bloody Sunday, Michael's clothes were kept by my mother for all those years, and actually became evidence within the inquiry. And along with the clothes was the baby girl. It was, everything was kept together. But when my mother died just over 2 years ago, and I placed the clothes in the coffin with her, but for some reason or other, the baby girl became separated from Michael's clothes. And when it came to the museum, there's only one place for it, and therefore I donated the baby girl. It's a blood-stained baby girl that was used by Mrs. Kerr to stem the blood of Michael. But that is me on a personal issue. We also have the likes of Jim Ray's coat, who was executed, who was actually shot twice on Bloody Sunday. We have Willie McKinney's camera that he used to film for a four-year period, and actually filmed the march on Bloody Sunday before he was shot. We have Paddy Doherty's belt, that there's a nick out of it where the bullet actually went and entered his body. So all this sort of material is vitally important to us. And it's important in a way that people see this and be educated in relation to what actually happened here during the Bloody Sunday, during the Battle of the Bauxite, during the internment, during all the major events during that period of time. But certainly the baby girl, to me, is the most poignant because it belonged, and it was on the body of Michael, and it carries his blood.
Now that the museum is set up and people can go in and hear some of the story from Bloody Sunday, what do you think would be the best outcomes from the museum?
From the museum?
Yeah.
Well, you see, the important factor of the museum is about education. There's always two sides to a story, and the one side of the story, which was put out by the British government at the time of Bloody Sunday, was their story. But what we have here is an educational tool for the people, and not just for the people of Ireland, but for the people of the world, to come and learn about what happened here on Bloody Sunday, during the Battle of the Bauxite, during internment, and so on. All these major events are covered within the museum, and plus, within the museum, we have a couple of touch screens where people can look at old photographs. We have a large 50-inch screen which portrays film footage during the period of time of that four-year period. But this is about education. People should come to the museum and be educated and get to know the true story about what happened here, because over the years, British government, as you know, is the greatest, government in the world for telling lies in relation to some of the issues they've been involved in. So therefore, our view is, and our intention is, to tell our story, and our story is told excellently well within the museum. So this is what it's all about. It's about education, and it's about educating the world and what happened here.
Okay, thank you very much, John, for telling us your story.